Well, it will be for some people, I think. It's a time of opening up, of transformation, and things that are hidden deep down inside are going to be revealed to people over the next 6 months or so.
Now, there's a lot of sport on at the moment. I've got the fourth round of the Australian Open, Big Bash Cricket, English Premier League, etc. How is a moon like this considered in the sporting world? Because it does get quite superstitious.
Well, it probably does. What an eclipse does is it actually opens people up to what's going on in their subconscious. So any repressed feelings that are down there about their opponents are likely to come out during the play. So people need to be, especially if they're in like more logical positions, like say a lawyer or banker or someone like that, making big decisions, people need to be extra cautious about, you know, getting a bit emotional over the next few days and even into the next few weeks after the eclipse.
I'd imagine that'd change things on the betting front for those who get into that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think so. I'm not an authority on betting, but I would imagine that people that bet are sort of getting tied into something in their subconscious that's kind of driving them or compelling them, and that could be stronger, in fact. People just need to be a little bit more cautious than normal about what they're feeling and what they're actually doing. It sort of makes people more impulsive. And especially concerning if they're in leadership positions, because this is in Leo, the astrological sign Leo. So that's the lion, and lions are like the king of the jungle, you know. So could be some squabbles over people arguing who's going to be boss of the wash, for example. It will probably affect our political leaders. It's not visible. This eclipse is not visible in Australia, so we're not probably going to get the full hit of it. But we can expect to hear something about secrets coming out and turbulent emotions concerning leaders of countries, particularly the UK and the USA.
And on a closer front in the community, who is this moon good news for?
I think it's great news for people that actually rely on their subconscious to produce things, like, say, artists, musicians, people that really need that creative surge, designers, people working with other people. So it's not all negative. It can be quite positive, in fact, because on two fronts. Firstly, down in our subconscious, there's often gifts and rewards, so we might not feel confident enough to go ahead with something, and this might give us the extra spurt to, you know, pursue a new idea. That's the first thing. And when we get on the other front, when we get the energy out of the turbulent emotions, when they're properly expressed, we're actually more clear, and so we can make good decisions afterwards.
And where does the wolf element come in, and what significance does that have?
Oh, it goes back centuries to in the Northern Hemisphere when hunters were out hunting at night in the winter, and the wolves would be howling in the winter. They're howling for food and probably howling to go and get the telling their friends to come and get the hunters or whatever. And so, yeah, that's where the name came from, the wolf moon. So it's the full moon in January.
Rose Smith is with us from AbsoluteSoulSecrets.com talking about this super blood wolf moon at the moment. It's, I believe, one of the last total eclipses until 2021.
Oh, not strictly. We have five eclipses. So this year we have two solar and three lunar. So the next bout of eclipses will be in July, a solar and a lunar eclipse. They often come too close together. But this is rare in that we've got a super moon, a blood moon, and a wolf moon all at the same time. So it's not a usual thing that we're having. So it's like the energy is amplified.
So when will an event like this take place again?
Oh, it'll be a long time before you get this same configuration, because a supermoon is when a full moon is closest to the Earth. Now, that happens a couple of times a year. A blood moon is a lunar eclipse where the shadow, you have the sun, the Earth and the moon, and the Earth is casting a sort of reddish tinge shadow on the moon. And then you have the wolf moon, which is the full moon in January. So it'll be a very long time before we get this particular configuration. Because as I said, those other things, they happen now and again, but you don't get them lining up like this.
And there might be a few nerves around what this could connect to in terms of weather, because sometimes when there are such major moon events like this, you get those intense storms and the like. Is that expected?
Yeah, absolutely. So things like flooding with the tides, the tides are very affected by the moon. So you can get a super tide, especially on a full moon, but on a super moon and a lunar eclipse is going to be even stronger. And the other thing that eclipses can kind of have a connection to is earthquakes. So although I don't think we're going to be having any earthquakes in Australia, fortunately, and as I said, we don't get the full hit here. We can't actually see it here, but there is some connection, some anecdotal evidence that earthquakes go with eclipses.
And even though it won't be visible here, is there a way we can watch it?
Oh, I think the best thing to do would be to go online and look at the UK or the USA, any of the Americas, so South America, North America, Canada, or the UK. We're right in the middle, and so we're just not getting it this time, but we will get it again in July.
And sometimes when that full moon comes about, we often justify certain behaviours, people going a little bit off their axis. Is that intensified with an event like this?
I would say so, yeah. People will say, oh, well, blame that on the moon. And it is amazing, though, because if you ask any first responders like paramedics or police or, you know, doctors, nurses in hospitals, they always get a flare-up on a full moon. So I imagine that they'll get even more business. I've actually made because it's a little bit of a technical topic, I've actually made a video and put it on YouTube if people want to understand more about it. So just look up Absolute Soul Secrets on YouTube and the video's there.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Rose.
Thank you.